President Trump spent part of the weekend on Twitter insulting former FBI Director James Comey and saying that attorney-client privilege is a thing of the past. As his personal attorney, Michael Cohen, heads to court today, Cohen is trying to keep his documents away from investigators in what appears to be a corruption probe. In another news environment, you know, the fact that businesses owned by President Trump are suing cities and towns all over America would probably be making much bigger headlines. But it's tax day tomorrow, so Ilya Marritz is here. Ilya is a reporter for WNYC and a host of the Trump Inc. podcast, and he's here to explain one slice of the president's tax life that has poured into public view. Ilya, thanks for being here.
Hey, Don.
Ilya, one critical question. It's tax day tomorrow. Has President Trump released his tax returns?
No. I think last we heard about the tax returns, he said he was under audit by the IRS and would eventually release those when the audit is done. But well over a year has passed, and we still haven't seen the tax returns.
And so as of tomorrow, yet another year of tax returns that you can add to the stack that the public would like to see from the president. So let's talk about the Trump Organization here, though, Ilya. You've been reporting on this. Various Trump businesses all across America suing cities and towns and counties, municipalities they're located in. Why all the lawsuits? What's going on?
We were able to find 12 current lawsuits by Trump-owned businesses against local government disputing property tax assessments. Nine of those initiated since Trump became the president of the United States. And if you stop and think about it, that is a pretty extraordinary fact. We couldn't find any instance of any president in the past disputing their property taxes with local government while they were in office. It may be that that's happened. I'm sure it hasn't happened on this scale before. And so it leaves those local governments with sort of an interesting question, which is, how do you respond when the president, he's, you know, one layer removed, is suing you? And governments have responded in a variety of different ways, but they are all a little bit baffled by it.
Well, there's one big case in Chicago. Where else? You said a dozen open lawsuits across the country. What cities and towns are we talking about?
Well, six of them are in New York City. Not entirely surprising, since Donald Trump owns a lot of property in New York City. There's also Palm Beach County, Florida, one of the two golf courses near Mar-a-Lago. And we sent two of our journalists up to Westchester County, where the Trump National Westchester is a golf course in the town of Ossining. Ossining, pretty much known for Sing Sing prison, but that's a little bit immaterial here. It's a suburb of New York. It's a nice place and not that big of a town. And they have made the unusual decision to fight President Trump on his property taxes. Usually municipalities will enter into discussions and they will settle, especially smaller governments. But Ossining decided, after a postcard writing campaign, that they were going to let Donald Trump take them to court. And that's where Ossining is right now.
So what's the president's argument, or the Trump Organization's argument here, when it comes to his property taxes? He says they're too high. What is he saying? That my property's not worth as much as you think it is, so my taxes should be lower?
It's a very whiplashy argument, because this is the guy who has always bragged about his net worth. He once sued a journalist, Tim O'Brien, who's now at Bloomberg, for writing a book that said he wasn't really a billionaire. And yet here we are, the Trump National Golf Course in Westchester. He has valued on his White House disclosures as worth at least $50 million. But now in court, in local courts in Westchester County, New York, his team is arguing the property is worth $1.5 million. So 50 versus 1.5, that is a huge, huge difference. It just doesn't seem like Trump to argue that his properties aren't worth much, but that's what we're seeing happen play out in Chicago and New York and Palm Beach and now Westchester too.
We'll talk about this case in Chicago, where the Trump Organization, where President Trump owns a huge waterfront skyscraper.
Oh, this is a really surprising and baffling one. He actually touted this skyscraper on the finale of The Apprentice one time and said it was going to raise the worldwide standards of architecture. It said it would be worth billions and billions of dollars. And yet here we are. He is in court. He is suing the city of Chicago, saying, no, actually, it has a failed business model. Building is sort of a hybrid condo hotel retail. It has a bit of everything. And his lawyers have argued that the concept of selling hotel rooms to private investors is a failed business model. They're also arguing, and this is just a local mystery in the city of Chicago, that the ground floor retail space is, quote, unleasable. Now, I haven't been there, but people who have seen the ground floor retail space have told me that it is a gorgeous, high-ceilinged space overlooking the Chicago River, right at the center of town, exactly where you would expect to see Gucci and Ralph Lauren and all these kind of high-end retailers. For whatever reason, that space has been vacant for 7 years. I've heard rumors that Trump wants the highest of the highest end, and he isn't going to settle for anything less than that, and that's why the space is vacant. They're arguing that's why they should pay the city of Chicago less. When this happens, if he is successful in this suit, that's going to mean more property taxes for the rest of Chicagoans, because the city of Chicago has to hit its goal. So any amount of money that Donald Trump saves on the tower in Chicago, or frankly on his golf course in Westchester, that's going to have to be made up somewhere else. So again, the president of the United States, tax collector in chief, let's not forget, really, is in this extraordinary position.
Also extraordinary to hear President Trump arguing, in court at least, that some of his own businesses are failed businesses. Ilya, before we let you go, it would be one thing to have one lawsuit in one town because the assessment is wrong. This seems like strategy. This seems simply like a phrase we use all the time, which is a cost of doing business. Sue everywhere, and if you get your taxes lowered, it'll all be worth it.
Yeah, and let's be clear. Lots of businesses do this. Lots of businesses do this every year. If Donald Trump hadn't become president and continued to sue every year in these places over his taxes, no big deal. Nobody would care. But when we elect the president of the United States, we do elect the tax collector in chief, the head of the IRS, if you want to think about it that way. And so we are in this extraordinary position where local governments really have to decide what they're going to do about it.
You cannot read President Trump's personal tax returns, but you can read all about the Trump Organization's lawsuits against cities and towns. Ilya Marritz, WNYC. Thanks a lot.
Thank you, Todd.
At Radiolab, we love nothing more than nerding out about science, neuroscience, chemistry.
But we do also like to get into other kinds of stories. Stories about policing or
politics,
country music,
hockey,
sex. Of bugs.
Regardless of whether we're looking at science or not science, we bring a rigorous curiosity to get you the answers.
And hopefully make you see the world anew.
Radiolab, adventures on the edge of what we think we know.
Wherever you get your podcasts.